Welcome to the world of magic, miracles, and possibilities. The Unicorn Podcast with me, Dr. Ashwini Chube, life transformation coach, spiritual and metaphysical teacher, Reiki Grandmaster, Access Consciousness Bards facilitator, and a lot more. In this podcast, we talk about the magic of life, which you can apply to your day-to-day life. So are you ready for today's episode? So hi everyone, and this is something which I wanted to share with all of you, is we put a caps on our joys, but we don't put a cap on the sadness. And this is something which I had an aha moment yesterday. So when we think of joy and when we experience joy, we always say in Access Consciousness, we always said all of life comes to me in ease, joy and glory, with ease, joy and glory. And it truly comes to us with ease, joy and glory, unless we decide to cap our joys, or unless we decide that, okay, this much joy is enough. Anything in excess of this joy is not permittable. This is a belief system which most of us have created because of different reasons, right? From the experiences to what people around us say, or something which even we unknowingly absorb or unknowingly subconsciously embed in our subconscious because of the beliefs of our parents. And I realized one thing, that when I'm very joyful, very joyful, very joyful, and after a point of that, I'm so joyful that nothing can stop me. I become unstoppable. And then there is this little doubt which comes into my mind. What if this joy will go away, and what if something wrong will happen now? And your point of view creates a reality. So after that, something happens because of which I go into the dark, deep pits of sadness. And that is because I have this limiting belief that anything excess above the amount of joy is not permittable. There will be something which will go wrong and things will go down. And it was such an aha moment for me yesterday that, oh yes, this is so true. I have always believed that I can only have up to a certain limit of joy. And beyond that, I cannot have that. And my inner child gets really scared to experience a little more joy than that. And I sabotage, I become self-sabotaging person, and I let go of my happiness. And because of this limiting belief, I believe life is difficult. We have responsibilities, and no matter how amazing you are, there will be a time where things will fade away. Either you will fall sick, or someone from your family will fall sick, or something will go wrong. Have we all believed this? So shall we take a moment to acknowledge this fear which we have inside, which our inner child has locked in her system? Because at some point of time in life, you were told that excess joy is not permissible. You cannot have excess joy. Life is serious. Life is difficult. So I want you all to go back to that time where you were first told this. Consciously, you may not even remember this, but subconsciously you will. So let this conversation happen between your inner adult, which is your logical mind, and inner child. Because the inner adult keeps on telling the inner child all the time that don't have too much joy, something wrong will happen. And the inner child, poor thing, just follows what the adult says. So I want you to take a moment and ask yourself, when was the first time you were told? And what was the first time you actually experienced that after a lot of joy, something wrong happened? If you want, you can pause this audio for some time. Take a paper pen and write about it. And whenever you are finished writing about it, or, you know, talking, having an internal conversation with yourself, come back to this audio. Okay? So I hope now you have paused and you have come back, you have written about it, you have actually journaled it out, or you had an internal conversation. Next, what I'm going to ask you is, first we are going to do the clearing. So everywhere you believed that if joy becomes too much, you'll automatically be going into sadness, will you destroy and uncreate all the POVADs, all emotional and literal POVADs, which made you believe this? Will you recant, resign, renounce, destroy, uncreate all of this? Right, wrong, good, bad, potpock, all nine shots, boys, POVADs and beyonds. And everywhere you believed that there is always a limit to joy, but there is no limit to sadness. Will you resign, revoke, recant, renounce, destroy all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, potpock, all nine shots, boys, POVADs and beyonds. So you can either write down or play this clearing for about 6 to 7 times until you feel the energy goes away. And you can also say, interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. And now, everywhere I bought that lie, I return it back to the sender with consciousness attached. Whose lies, what lies, how many lies have we brought in and made our truth and are living with it? Shall we now return it all back to the sender with consciousness attached and revoke, recant, renounce, resign, destroy and uncreate all the literal and emotional POVADs which has kept us into the loop of thinking? Right, wrong, good, bad, potpock, online shots, boys, POVADs and beyonds. Now I want you to, next step, now you have done the clearings, next step, I want you to take the same journal and I want your adult self to tell your child self a new story. I want your adult self to tell your child self a new story that you can be joyful and there is no limit to the joy. Explain this in your own words and don't tell the child to stop having fun. Don't tell the child that, no, I have responsibility, so I cannot do it. The child doesn't understand responsibilities. The adult in you has been overtaking responsibilities and which are probably not even needed. You're not asking for help. You're not asking for support. In our Golden Self Coaching, we really work on this and we connect you to that part of you which believes that you just need to be overburdened all your life. So everywhere you're overburdened yourself, what if you could ask for support from every atom molecule of the universe? And what if you could let your inner child have as much joy as they want and not put a cap on it? How do you feel about it? Now tell your child, inner child, that it is safe for them to have joy and no matter what happens, you are there with them. Hold them tight in your embrace and just don't let them go. You might feel emotional, you might cry, you might feel a need to journal. You can do this. And post doing this, I want you to drink a lot of water and go for a massage or a spa session and just receive. Thank you so much for listening to this. I'm sending you lots of magic on your way. Thank you.